Today's reading is from 2 Timothy 4, verses 6 through 8. It's on page 1180 in Brown Bibles. For I have already been poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day. And not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing. This is the word of the Lord.
Hey, because we're serving communion, this is going to be a very short message. If you look at your sermon outline, though, for today, it's in your bulletin. The greatest of all awards, and certainly we're not making light at all of all the various awards that we can achieve and win during our lifetime here on earth. Young people, certainly there are many awards they can earn and win while they're in school. Certainly those who graduate from high school, the valedictorian, and then on to college, diplomas, different kinds of recognition. We acknowledge all those things, and certainly at work, there are awards that can be earned and can be achieved, and these are all wonderful. But there are a couple of things that in the Scripture, in the Word of God, that tells us what is the greatest of all awards. These other human awards are fine and certainly worthy of our doing what we can, being faithful and doing our best, and some of us winning some of these awards. But point number one, God's award, this crown of righteousness, it will last forever. Why don't we just pull up 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 25. Everyone who competes in the games goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown. This is referring to the Olympic Games that they had in that time period. And it would be like a crown of leaves sometimes. Sometimes it would actually be made out of precious metal. But they don't last. But we do it to get a crown that will last forever. So that's the blank to fill in for number one. We can earn a crown that will last forever. And certainly those of us who are into sports, we're thrilled when our team wins a championship. San Francisco Giants, 3 championships the last 5 years. And if you've ever seen those trophies or the just even photographs or pictures, they're pretty impressive. But who remembers these things after another 50 years or 100 years or certainly in 1,000 years? Where are these trophies going to be? They become meaningless. But the trophy that we can win from God will last forever. And so that's something that we need, especially those of us who have a relationship with God through faith in Jesus Christ. But point number two, not only will it last forever, but unlike all the human awards that we sometimes try to achieve, many of them, sometimes only one person can win. Or in the Olympics, there's a gold, silver, and bronze medal. 3 people can win a medal. But for God's crown, this award, in point number two, 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 6 to 8. Why don't we go ahead and pull up those verses, please? 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 6. The Apostle Paul is talking about the fact that he's aware that his life here on earth is coming to an end soon. He's had this incredible ministry, been used by God. He's gone through so many hardships, so many sacrifices to be faithful and living for God. But here's what he says, beginning in verse 6, 2 Timothy chapter 4. He says, "For I am already being poured out like a drink offering, and the time has come for my departure. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith." Now verse 8, "Now there is in store for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award to me on that day." And the day he's referring to when Christ comes back. And we've mentioned this in past sermons. But Christ is coming back. We don't know when. He could come today. He may not come back for another 10,000 years. We don't know. But his return is imminent. And when he does return, there will be this final judgment. But he says, the Apostle Paul says, "But not only to me, but also to all who have longed for his appearing." Every brother and sister in Christ who understands and has this focus in life, that there is much more to life than what exists here in our physical realm, in the temporal realm. So rather than living only for human awards that will come and go, that do not last forever, to live for the crown that we receive from God himself that will last forever and is available to everyone who has the same focus. So it's not just one person who achieves the award, but every single brother and sister in Christ who will have this focus in life. And so young people, be faithful as students. Be faithful in all that God gives you opportunities to do. And if you win different awards, that's wonderful. Praise God. Thank God for it. But please, for all of us, young and old, let's focus on the award that is the greatest of all, that will last forever and is available to each and every person who focuses on their personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Let's close in prayer, and then let's prepare for communion that is being served today. Okay, let's pray together. Our Father God, thanks so much for all of our young people. Thank you for our Sunday school ministry. Thank you for Carrie, who helps serve as our coordinator, and all the teachers and helpers, not only the Sunday school, but the children's church ministry as well. And we thank you for all the parents and families who are here to celebrate this day, to thank you for the opportunity of having our young people learn more and experience more of your love and from your word, and that they can share your love with others around them. So, Father, we thank you for this entire worship service, and we thank you especially as we move into the Lord's table, the communion that we experience by partaking of these elements. Father, that you remind us in a very special and a very powerful way all that Jesus has done for us, that he died for our sin and rose from the dead. And it's through simple faith and trust in him that we enter into this never-ending relationship with you, the living God. And so, Father, thank you for the greatest of all awards that you promise to each and every one of us who will focus in life on you and on our relationship with you. So, Father, we thank you. We give you praise. We pray that this time of communion will bring you honor and glory. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.